Hello, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where the ideas are guaranteed to be unique and provocative, whether you agree with them or not. Today's topic is, a cap on capitalism? I recently came across a unique, outside-the-box piece of legislation. It's been introduced by Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Sanders has always called himself a socialist. And here, finally, is legislation that has brought him out of the closet. His bill gradually phases out capitalism as the basis for our economy and replaces it with socialism. It's called the Capitalism Revocation and Prevention Act of 2008, or CRAP for short. It includes a time frame under which all corporations, businesses, and self-employed people would stop paying corporate income taxes and be under the control of a government-operated Public Ownership Opportunities Program, or POOP. We're closer to transitioning from capitalism to socialism than we might think. Big corporations are already on the dole. Lots of tax breaks from local communities just to be there. Low corporate income taxes. Many don't pay a dime to the U.S. government. No bid contracts, and sweetheart deals like Cost Plus to eliminate the risk of losing money and to ensure a big profit. The big companies are already married to the federal government. Why not make it official? Then all we'd have to do is bring most of us working stiffs into the plan. All we'd be doing is trading one boss, a CEO or manager, for another boss, a government bureaucrat or a manager. Most workers would hardly know the difference. Small business people and the self-employed could keep on doing what they've been doing. They'd just be a little more in touch with government for coordination. In return, they'd get more for their high tax payments than they're getting now. It's about time someone in Congress realized that the profit economy just isn't working, just like a lot of us aren't. Most of our big corporations now have home offices in the Cayman Islands or Liechtenstein or Vatican City. Thanks to capitalism, the middle class is shrinking so much that I'm finding more of them at the food pantry than in the supermarket. There are now more middle class people per capita in socialist countries like Vietnam, Laos, Algeria, and Belarus, not to mention Sweden and the other Scandinavian nations. Cuba is training our doctors. Venezuela is sending us oil. Everything in big box stores, including American flags, comes from China. Russia is giving us astronauts and natural gas. At least some of our psychiatrists and therapists are homegrown. It's time for our government to own the means of production. Maybe then we'd produce more than corn and beans for our animals, ethanol for our cars, alcohol to forget, mail-order teddy bears, and farm exports to countries that ought to be growing their own. Working people would get economic rights, which would make up for the political rights they've been losing. Here are a few things we'd lose if we got rid of capitalism and everything weren't based on profit. Microsoft, the New England Patriots, corporate CEOs, Twinkies, Ding Dongs, and Little Debbies, Rupert Murdoch and Fox News, nuclear power plants, the Federal Reserve, bosses, the New York Stock Exchange, frequent flyer miles, Donald Trump, lower taxes and fewer benefits, glossy mail order catalogs, ad agencies, most brands of cigarettes, UPS and Federal Express. And what we'd still have or add if we switched to socialism? Linux, wage and price controls, the Green Bay Packers, generic food with black and white packaging and little lines on them, paid sick leave, the Weather Channel, local food, collective farms, higher taxes and more benefits, single-payer health care, Social Security, the post office, cheap marijuana, government jobs, and more government jobs. You may be asking, what can I do if I agree that capitalism has outlived its usefulness and ought to be phased out? Clearly, a first step is to support the bill and urge our senators to do the same. Tell them to support S-4108, CRAP, the Capitalism Revocation and Prevention Act of 2008. Call them today, and I'm not fooling. If you want to comment on this feature, send an email to news@weru.org or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you great success today in thinking outside that foolish box. Thank you.